Hello, this is Space Kate, still at the Science Museum in London, and I'm walking through the space exhibit and I have just bumped into the curator, Doug Millard. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what your job involves here?
Well, we're standing in the gallery, as you say, and so every now and again you actually have to create a new display. So just behind us we can see some rather splendid probes and instruments that have been used to explore the universe. We can see the Huygens probe with a parachute, and that was part of a redisplay that we did just a few years ago. The bit we're standing in now, underneath some rockets, that was all redisplayed in 2000. So every now and again you get to play with displays, but the rest of the time you're doing research for future displays. You might be writing, you might be doing interviews, you might be doing working with colleagues on actually collecting for the museum's collections. So there's quite a wide variety of work we do as curators.
And do you ever have volunteers to help out on that sort of thing?
We do. Whenever possible, we try and use volunteers.
Me.
Well, we've not used enough in the past. We're part of the National Museum of Science and Industry, and the National Railway Museum is part of NMSI as well. And they've always had a very long and successful tradition of using volunteers. And it's only been in the last 2 or 3 years that the Science Museum has started using larger numbers of volunteers to do all sorts of different types of work. So you'd be very welcome, Kate.
Okay, so here is my big question. I came to the Science Gallery about 8 months ago. I was having lunch with an astronaut the next day, and I realised I didn't know that much about the history of space, didn't want to come across as a complete dunce, so I came specifically here to learn everything that I could. And I didn't actually learn that much, to be honest. I wanted to know all about the history of space, and I felt that by the time I left, I hadn't learned very much. You had a 1986 video of the shuttle, which seemed a bit out of date. Some of your labels over there were about Constellation, which had already been cancelled at least a few months before that. And I left. I came back to the museum a couple of weeks later for a conference. I walked through. There's an Apollo capsule. You've got an Apollo capsule. You've got Apollo 10 command module. It's been in space. It's the real deal. It, as far as I know, is the only Apollo capsule that is not in the United States of America. And I didn't see it when I came to look at space stuff. Why? Why isn't it in the space gallery? Or why isn't there a massive thing in the floor telling me there is an Apollo capsule over there?
You're quite correct. And you've actually touched on all sorts of challenges which any big, particularly big museum, but probably lots of smaller museums meet as well. And that's keeping things up to date and refreshed. Now, some of the things you mentioned, Apollo 10 used to be on display in this gallery, and everything was moved out in 2000. Personally, I'd have preferred the spacecraft to stay in the space gallery. But
you should have fought tooth and nail to keep it here.
Easier said than done in a big institution. But some of the other things, you're quite right, there is not just in this gallery, but actually in different galleries around the museum, there are out-of-date areas. And this is something that we try and redress as and when we can, but it's something that we can't always keep on top of. So the Constellation reference, that's a very good one. And at some point we need to redo those panels. Because
the panels that say we're going to the moon, you could be next to go to the moon, kids. Well, nobody's going to the moon now.
Well, things change quite quickly because those were reflecting George Bush Jr., who was it, 2004. He committed the US to returning to the moon with, as you say, Constellation and the new rocket vehicles. And then, and of course, Barack Obama has cancelled that. So ideally, we should be responding to that. And you're quite right, we should have done that. So it's something that we need to do.
Do you have any plans for putting in a display about new space? I mean, you've had the X Prize, you've got Virgin Galactic, which, you know, got to support the UK Space Agency or Space Endeavours. Then you've got SpaceX and Orbital. Any plans to have anything about them anywhere?
Ideally, I mean, you mentioned earlier on about not learning a great deal from this gallery. I mean, hopefully there are nuggets of usefulness around, but it is quite deliberately not encyclopedic. Now, part of the reason for that is fashions and trends, and you'll notice similar or equivalent treatments in other galleries, in other museums around the world. There was a time when the A to Z of any particular subject would be treated on display, and that was avoided. That has been avoided for many years now, for rightly or wrongly. So it means that very many displays in very many museums will not provide comprehensive levels of information.
I mean, I just note the difference. I've travelled around America in the last sort of 4.5 months, visited pretty much every space museum that I could get my hands on, and I can see that the way they do it is very different. They're all like, yay, America. But they do tell you a lot more about the history of the space programme. The Evergreen Museum in Oregon, which has the Spruce Goose, has a fantastic space exhibition which does have some of the future space stuff. So I was just wondering, maybe we could get something in there, and maybe if that's something I could help with, I'd love to.
Well, you'd be very welcome. You know, all help is gratefully received. The bottom line, of course, is money. And some of the relatively trivial alterations which we could be making, they're not too expensive. As regards more significant interventions, as we call them, they start to rack up the zeros. So a fairly modest redisplay of the existing display, that's going to be about £100,000-£150,000. A completely new display would be £3 or £4 million. So,
wow, you could get me into orbit for that.
Yes, probably could. Yes, yes.
Well, not quite orbit. Actually. No, not orbit. You could get me suborbital for that much, and then I could just come and be a display in your museum. Well, when's the next update of the gallery? When can we expect something new?
There's no significant update planned at the moment because the museum has other priorities.
I shall write in.
So the most we'll be able to achieve here in the next few years will be sort of pockets of change. The globe that we can see just over there, that was something we brought in just in December.
Science on a Sphere. Those are very cool. If you haven't seen one, it's worth coming to the Science Museum to see it. They are basically a sphere where you project anything you want on it. At the moment it's got Earth, is it? Yes, Earth at the moment. But you can project planets.
It's a climate change theme running through it. But we can use it to explore the solar system. So we'll be doing that soon as well.
Actually, that is new. I did spot that earlier, so I'll congratulate you on that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.